The coronavirus is spreading inside Alabama's prisons. So far, 4 inmates and 8 staff members have tested positive for COVID-19. Late last week, the Department of Corrections announced the first inmate death related to the virus. He died less than 24 hours after testing positive. Those inside Alabama prisons worry this is just the tip of the iceberg. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgin reports.
Hassani Jennings is incarcerated at Limestone Correctional Facility near Huntsville. As of Wednesday, at least one employee there had tested positive for COVID-19. Jennings says it's likely just a matter of time before inmates get sick. Alabama's prisons are extremely overcrowded. Jennings says no one even mentions social distancing.
It's like non-existent because the beds in here, in the areas that the beds are not even supposed to be in, they're like 3 feet apart, if that. It's like when you're sleeping, you're breathing on the person next to you.
Officials with the Alabama Department of Corrections declined an interview for this story, but they say they've posted their preventative measures online. The department recently started issuing handmade cloth masks to inmates and staff. And for over a month, officials have suspended visitation and screened staff for high temperatures. But inside Alabama's prisons, people don't feel safe.
I don't trust them at all.
This inmate asked us not to use his name for fear of retaliation. He's incarcerated at Bullock Correctional Facility, southeast of Montgomery. An inmate there tested positive for COVID-19 last week.
They never came and told us that. They don't tell us anything.
Officials say they've quarantined some inmates who could have been exposed to the virus. They're only testing inmates if they show symptoms and have a physician's order. So far, out of more than 20,000 prisoners, fewer than 70 have been tested. The incarcerated man at Bullock says he worries more inmates could have the coronavirus and it's going undetected.
They hadn't came in, he must ask us questions about how we feeling, check a temperature, anything.
Correctional officers also have concerns. We spoke with one officer who asked to remain anonymous. He fears he could lose his job for speaking to the media. The officer says he and his coworkers are in close contact with inmates every day. They need to know if someone is suspected or confirmed to have the virus. But he says officials are slow to communicate.
They don't relay the information because they're scared of the panic. But I think if you relay the information, people would be better. They would at least be able to protect themselves and be careful.
This week, the Department of Corrections did start updating test results more frequently. As more people test positive, it amplifies existing problems in the system. Alabama's prisons are severely understaffed. Now some employees are out sick, and the officer says others may choose to stay home because they're afraid of getting the virus at work.
We have to come home to our wives and our kids, and you know, it's just crazy.
He says the prisons are not equipped for a major outbreak. That's why many advocates are asking the state to temporarily release inmates at high risk for COVID-19. Here's Hassani Jennings, who's incarcerated at Limestone.
Man, let some of these people go. They're harmless. I mean, 70 years old, 80 years old, and, you know, they're just here waiting to die. Anyway, why expose them to this? Let them go.
In a recent report, the Southern Poverty Law Center said more than 1,000 state prisoners are over the age of 65. The state hasn't said whether it will consider releasing at-risk inmates, but victims' advocacy groups have pushed back on the idea. Mary Scott Hodgin, WBHM.